Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? Quite a lot. Truth is, I know millions of people, in fact, that over 100 million people that are struggling with some kind of pain, whether it's knee pain, back pain, joint pain, back pain, and exercise or getting older or whatever it might be. I'm so impressed with the team at Relief Factor. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of commitment. So go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. About a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain. And then after that, less than a cost of a cup of coffee a day. Relief Factor is terrific. It's 100% drug-free. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of the Charlie Kirk Show. With us today is the Blacks with Second Vote. That is the way to put it in is 2ndvote.com. Welcome, both of you, to our program.
Well, thank you, Charlie. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, we're thrilled about Second Vote on exposing some of the corporate wokeism that has been happening over the last couple of years. Why don't either of you could take this? Tell us why did you, how did Second Vote come to be? And, you know, Dr. Black, I think you have a great anecdote on this.
Well, I'm going to let Diane tell the story, but we have been researching corporate social activism or what we now call wokeness since 2012, but I'll let Diane tell the origin story.
Yeah, this is a really good story. This is a good husband and wife story. So we came home from church and we always stop at the grocery store on the way home and we were shopping and checking out. And the gal there asked if we wanted to give some money to March of Dimes. And of course, my dear husband, who is a big pro-life person, he hands her money. And as we're walking out to put the groceries in the car, I said, "Why did you do that?" And he said, "Well, why wouldn't I do that?" And I said, "Well, first of all, you should always ask your wife before you make that kind of decision. But second of all, March of Dimes supports abortion." And he was like just blown away. And he said, "Well, how would I know that?" And that was really the beginning of this, because I said, "I'm not sure how you would know that. I know that because I'm intimately involved with a number of these organizations." And so that was when David began to think about how could he help people understand and know where their dollars are going to. That was the beginning of Second Vote.
Well, terrific. So tell us why you feel so passionately about this, because it's kind of become a forefront issue, right? Where a couple years ago, corporate activism really wasn't that big of a deal. And, you know, you served in Congress, so you know that, you know, corporations are really running a lot of big legislative choices. Kind of walk us through what made you take action and then actually design this platform for people to interact with.
Yeah, and Charlie, I'm going to let Dave talk about that, but we want people to know that their first vote is in the ballot box, and that's the reason for the name of Second Vote, because their second vote is with their money in their pocket. So I think Dave should talk a little bit more about what has been done over these last 9 years.
Well, Diane and I both grew up from very humble circumstances. We're a couple of poor kids who have lived the American dream. And that American dream is based upon great Judeo-Christian values that have really formed this nation. And as Second Vote began and we began to research what's really going on with where our money goes after we spend it or donate it, we discovered a lot of that money is funding radical leftist organizations that are attacking the American dream. They're not just attacking our institutions. Fundamentally, what really comes out of that is they're attacking what has made America the light of the world since it was founded in 1776.
Well, Well, that's terrific. So let's get into some of the specifics. And I encourage everyone to go to secondvote.com. It's 2ndvote.com. And they can use our special promo code. I believe the promo code is Charlie to get 50% off. And it's literally like $25 a year. And look, this stuff takes time. It takes effort to research and get into in depth with this, which is why, you know, it's just not open for everyone. And so let's get into some of the specifics here. So you have been able to engage with companies with a lot of success stories. Tell us some of the anecdotes of going toe-to-toe with Macy's or Target or Enterprise.
Sure. The Macy's is a great story in that we have a lot of followers at Second Vote. We've had about 300,000 followers, but we also are connected to other great conservative organizations. So the word gets out through our research about what these corporations are doing. A lot of people through our website had directly contacted Macy's or perhaps even called Macy's and commented about their support of abortion. And so right before Christmas, several years ago, we get a call from Macy's public relations department and they say, please change our score on life, on the life issue. We're going to discontinue our matching grants for abortion. And so we were able to change their score from a 1, which is extremely liberal, to a 3, which is neutral, which is where we want companies to go, is to go neutral. On the Target issue, when Target announced their transgender bathroom policy, men could go into women's bathrooms. We ended up with 4 million visitors to our website. The bad guys did take us down, but we got ourselves back up. But we had an Anywhere But Target for Christmas campaign, and we brought down their revenues by $1 billion. And I say we collectively by everybody who followed the information and took the action. And we brought down their stock price also by about 17 or 18%.
Wow.
And so we had an impact. We had significant impact. So we do have success stories. When conservatives speak up, we can affect change.
Yeah, so yeah, please go ahead, Dan. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say that people don't realize the power that they have in their pocket. It's more than just to purchase an item. It is also to drive the things that they believe in. And so making those calls, I know when I was in Congress, if we had 5 calls in our office for something that people say we like or we don't like, we paid attention to that. And so these corporations, you don't have to have 3,000 people to call. All you need is just a number of like 50 to call. And then they realize, wow, they are watching and we have to respond to that.
Well, yeah. And so I want to kind of focus on that. Do you think currently the corporate class respects conservatives? I don't think they do. Because you look at what happened with Major League Baseball, with Delta, with Coca-Cola. Shake Shack has now said they're not going to serve unvaccinated customers. So I'm not allowed to go to Shake Shack. Why is it they don't respect conservatives? It seems as if they take us for granted. We're half the country, if not more.
I think my conclusion after being engaged in this for the last 9 years is that we haven't been speaking up. They don't hear our voice. They are only hearing the voice of the very well-organized, very well-funded left. But, you know, typically conservatives are busy working in jobs, they're raising families, they're busy with a lot of different parts of their life. But for the left, for the radical left, they are on a campaign. This is a mission on their part. So they are heard because, again, they're very well-organized. They do have a lot of money behind them. They're playing a very tough game with a lot of history behind them as well. They've been doing this for years. Again, we've been telling people for 9 years about this corporate activism, but in the last 2 years through the campaign, the last presidential campaign, now everybody sees how these corporations are behaving. But in the meantime, they haven't been hearing the voice of the conservatives. So I agree with you. It looks very grim. It looks pretty challenging. But I do think we have a lot of great folks on our side. We just have to mobilize them. We have to activate them.
Look, it doesn't matter what your politics are or who you voted for. Everyone should have the right to express themselves freely. Sadly, the big tech monopoly has instead opted for silencing tactics and censorship. To fight back against big tech's control of the internet, I use ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access tech giants make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, by building a profile on you. and then selling your sensitive data. When you use ExpressVPN app on your computer or phone, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more is ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from eavesdroppers and cyber criminals. What I like most is how easy it is to use. It takes just one click to protect all your devices. That's why ExpressVPN is rated number one by CNET and Wired. Revoke Big Tech's right to your data. Do what I have done and secure your internet right now with the VPN I trust for online protection. Visit expressvpn.com/Charlie. That's expressvpn.com/Charlie to get 3 extra months free with my exclusive link. That's expressvpn.com/Charlie right now to learn more. And so the name second vote is that you argue that the first vote is obviously where you show up and vote in the ballot box, but the second vote happens every day, which is the combined purchasing power of all grassroots conservatives. So give us some hope, because I talked to a lot of people about this that are Trump supporters. They wave the Trump flag. Meanwhile, they're sipping a Diet Coke and they're about to go fly on Delta Airlines. And they're season ticket holders for the Braves. And I say, what are you doing? They're like, ah, whatever. It's no big deal. Can you make a difference with your purchasing power?
Absolutely, you can. And someone who is a gun owner that goes shopping at Dick's is like a chicken eating a KFC. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Think about what you're doing and what the end result is. And so it is a matter of sometimes sacrificing a little bit to get a lot. And it will make a difference. I wear this necklace that says hope, and I have hope. I don't take this off because I believe if we as conservatives were to get together and actually do this together, that we would see a huge difference, because it's all about money. Let's face it, corporations are about making money. And if we as conservatives, which is over 50% of the country, were really actually doing this, and that's the reason why Dave and I are just excited about getting the word out there, is that people can help us make a difference. So we implore them to go to secondvote.com, find out about where you're shopping, and then shop the right way.
So let's get to some specifics on how you actually grade these companies. I'm pleased to say right here, Coca-Cola has a 1 score, which is liberal. So how, what goes into the formula? What's the research? What's the process? It's not just an arbitrary sticker. You guys don't just see a story and say, okay, you guys go through a lot of digging. Walk us through that, and then let's go through some of the examples.
Well, I would like people to appreciate we have 9 PhDs who are principally economists, but people very familiar at looking at this kind of information that have helped develop the scoring methodology as well as the actual scoring itself. And the scoring is not just a simple 1 + 1 = 2. There's much more to that mathematics than that. So we capture information about, yes, what dollars are the corporations donating, but what are they also doing with supporting banquets or dinners for nonprofit organizations that may be bad actors? What are the corporate executives saying? We weight all of the information. By weighting it, I mean we put different value amounts to it. And ultimately, it comes together as a score between 1 to 5, with a 1.00 being as left as you can be, and then a 5.00 being as far right as a traditional Judeo-Christian American. So, and a 3 is neutral. So, and you'll see scores that might read a 1.17, 1.26. And one thing, Charlie, for people to appreciate is, you know, we go through all of this information for these big corporations, but you know, 80% of America is still small business. So we do say shop small businesses first, shop local. And to go back to the issue of what Diane was raising about, say, Starbucks, you know, we live in Gallatin, Tennessee, and next door we have Hendersonville. We have 56 small local coffee shops in these two communities. We also have a couple of Starbucks. But you can get a great cup of coffee. You don't have to go to Starbucks, who is rated, I have their total score right here in front of me. Their total score is 1 point. I think they're a 1.17.
Yeah.
Yes. And so Starbucks is about the worst you can do. And conservatives are buying the product, and then money is going into places they would never want to see their money go. Then they have good alternatives. But the we do have a lot of it, like all the big tech players, as we now know, are very, very bad. Google, Apple, YouTube, these organizations are all scored at a 1.00. In fact, I think if we could create a lower score, we'd probably create a lower score just for them. But think of them as big international corporations. And these big international corporations are really the key to the problem, because they're making money all over the world. They're not necessarily also just paying attention to Americans. So we've got this bigger issue with these big corporations to get them to listen to our voice. And the more we can come together and raise that voice, the more they will listen. But it is a challenge. But we do have, Target is scored. You know, we talk a lot about the Target transgender issue, but Target is scored at a 1.50. And Target is bad on life. They're bad on Second Amendment. They're bad on border security, which we call civil society or civil and safe society. They're bad on environmental issues. So Target's not just bad on transgender issues. They're bad on a lot of issues. And they were even bad before we all heard about the transgender issues.
But, you know, Charlie, the good thing about this is, let's turn this to a positive. Yes, we have a lot of negative here, but the positive is it's easy to find out what the alternatives are, because in secondvote.com, people can see that. They can see, well, I'm getting ready to go in to get a cup of coffee, but Dunkin' Donuts is much better, and it's just right across the street. So some of these things might be more difficult that you'd have to sacrifice for, but, you know, a lot of them are really small. But if we all did this, even the small would add up to something big, and we would get the attention of a lot of these companies that would maybe say, maybe this is not as important as we thought it was because we're losing dollars. Let's put it right on the line. It's all about money.
So
if they lose money, they're going to change their minds.
Yeah, I agree. And I hope you're right. I'm not convinced of that, because I don't know how Coca-Cola could make these decisions if they cared about making money. I really don't. I think that they are happy making less money and wanting Democrats in control. So I hope you're right. I don't know where the breaking point is. For example, I don't watch baseball. I used to love baseball. I hope that they all fail. They hate the country, and we're not going to interact with them anymore. So let's go through the best companies, then we can go through all the worst ones. What are the ones that are doing this right? What are the ones that are actually conservative? And then what are the ones that are at least neutral, legitimately neutral?
Well, you know, we have, I think, the obvious examples of In-N-Out Burger. We have Chick-fil-A. We have, Wendy's. And there are quite a few companies that we know their names, that Hobby Lobby, that certainly are corporations, say, neutral on almost all these issues. In fact, many companies are neutral because traditional benevolence or traditional charity at corporations was really feeding the poor, helping with local clinics to help those that are not covered by insurance. So historically, and this is what neutral companies do, they give their money to things that are not going to aggravate 50% of the people. So we do still have corporations, but I will say, if you go to our database, and we do provide alternatives, but you are going to see a lot of bad actors.
Yeah, and I what are the ones that would surprise people if they found out that they were more on the liberal side? For example, on your website, Chick-fil-A, which I started the boycott Chick-fil-A years ago. I still find Chick-fil-A in our office, and I get very upset. Just yesterday, I saw some people hiding in the corner eating Chick-fil-A, and I made them go outside, because Chick-fil-A, they fund pro-abortion groups, right? Even though they say they're Christian, they're BLM activists, right? And they kind of pretend that they're Christian, and they really actually fund the opposition. You guys give them a 2.26 score. That's a lot of courage for you guys. And it shows how objective your rating is, because people like to think Chick-fil-A is this wonderful company, and they're not. Talk about some of the surprises, people that would be blown away with. And then I want to get into the details of how people can download this app and use it as a day-to-day reference.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is a difficult story, because until recently, they were one of our greater than 3.00 scored organizations. But they have caved under pressure, and that is indeed extremely disturbing. But another surprising story is USAA, which really advertises to the military, and yet they're very bad on open borders, and they help support sanctuary cities through the United States Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And so here we have men and women who are protecting the integrity of our country and protecting our borders, and yet USAA, which reaches out to veterans specifically to purchase their insurance products, are supporting a bad actor. You know, what's interesting, Charlie, is these companies have never really put into their TV commercials what they do with your money behind the scenes. If they were to do that, it would be a game changer. I could afford to make those commercials, I would love to make those commercials, because they don't tell people what they're really doing with their money. And so when I tell veterans about USAA and what they're doing with open borders and sanctuary cities, they can't believe it.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of them right here. The lowest score that I've seen of any company on secondvote.com is Victoria's Secret. It is a red across the board, 1.00. Now, what do you have to do to get that? Do you have to, like, have transgender, open borders, gun grabbing, BLM marching? Is that, like, how do you get a total red across the board on secondvote.com?
Well, you've got to work at it. You have to work at it.
It takes some effort, it looks like.
That's right. You don't just stumble into that. You've got to be conscious about it. But they are. They're supporting abortion. They're supporting open borders. They are supporting. And what we do is we have six issues that we are scoring on.
And why don't you tell them the six issues? I think that would be helpful.
Yeah. So we have what is First Amendment, but we've called basic freedoms. There's a kind of a longer story why we do that. But it's really the First Amendment referred to as basic freedoms. We have Second Amendment. We have life. We have education, we have immigration or border control, and then we have extreme environmentalism or non-scientific environmentalism. And so on all six of those issues, they have to, for somebody to score one, they've got to be actively involved in funding attacks on all six of those issues. And so that's how you earn a 1.00. You've really got to work at it.
Who's your wireless provider, AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile? What if I told you Pure Talk uses the exact same network as one of those carriers, same towers, same exact coverage, but it literally costs you half? I know it sounds crazy. When I first heard about Pure Talk, I thought, this is too good to be true. But then I looked at some of their customer reviews. Sarah from Abilene says, quote, "The service is amazing. Love the price. The speed is quick. The reception is perfect." Angela from Midland says, quote, "The absolute test was visiting my parents who live out in the country. I've tried to use AT&T, Sprint, and Verizon. None worked until I went into town. Pure Talk worked excellently at their house. I was so excited." Eugene from Granbury said, quote, "Good service. Haven't any problems in our travels at all. Switching is so easy. You can keep your phone, and they'll just send you a new SIM card. It's literally just a new SIM card. So you can get the same great service you have, but half the price. Listen to this. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. The average person is saving $400 a year. So here's the deal. Unlimited talk, unlimited text, plus 2 gigs of data for just $20 a month. All you have to do is grab your mobile phone and dial #250 and say keyword Charlie Kirk. That's #250, say keyword Charlie Kirk. And when you do, you save 50% off your first month." You really got to do some effort towards it. So walk us through the tabulation of, like, you know, so people, they download this app. Tell us how you guys use it. You know, you go Christmas shopping, you know, it's August, so let's talk about Christmas. Why not? You know, it's July, August. You know, so you walk to the mall, right? If we ever have malls open again. How do you use this? You use the app, right? Do you look it up? Do you reference it? Walk us through that.
Well, yeah, right. One of the things we do is we put out every year we put out an annual Christmas shopping guide through Second Vote. We tried to highlight products as well as stores that you could look at for purchasing for Christmas. So we do have an actual shopping guide we put together for that holiday. But yes, again, shop local. Look to go to your local stores for gifts or gift cards or support your local community. You know, keeping a dollar in your community is going to most likely be a dollar kept with people who share your values. So there's a real benefit there, and the dollar circulates in the community, so it becomes worth more than a dollar. So there are a lot of benefits by shopping local, but then as you go to purchase gifts at all, let's look at the big chains that are scored higher and ideally scored a 3.00 or higher. So you can approach this very logically and methodically and reasonably. So those are some of the things, you know, we look to do.
Yeah, we try to make it as easy as we can when you get on the app, because if you get on there and let's say you're purchasing something, you're at a store where they sell it and you're looking at it before you go in, and then you find out, oh my gosh, I've driven here and I cannot purchase this gun at Dick's because of their liberalism. There is a part of the app that will say there down the street, there is a private owner that may have that same gun that you could go to and it would match your values. So we do try to help people to understand that they're not going to be stuck with not being able to purchase what they need, that there are other alternatives, but it is about the alternatives.
Are you starting to see Republican lawmakers wake up to this? Because I would love to see this also be a metric and a scorecard of what corporate donations our lawmakers take when they run for office. I mean, you served in Congress, and to be perfectly honest, you know, Republicans cut the taxes of all these companies that hate America. Are you starting to see that change a little bit amongst some of the lawmakers that you still talk to?
No, it's a really difficult thing to say because there are so many representatives there in Congress. But when I was there, I tried to help people understand what we were doing and how it was important for you to decide. There were times where I would send checks back because, frankly, an organization would send me a check and I was like, no. Now, I did have a friend that said you shouldn't send it back. You ought to, you know, give it to go ahead and put it in your account and then give it away to somebody. But I wanted the message to go back that I don't want your money. I don't like what you represent and I'm not going to represent you. Now, not everybody will do that because, frankly, sometimes, Charlie, and you know this, it's difficult to raise money. And legislators are always wanting to have what they need in order to win that race. So it is a difficult thing to do. But I did have a number of my colleagues to say, wow, this is a real eye opener. And I'm not going to take money from these particular people any longer because they don't represent my values. And furthermore, I don't want the people in my district to think if they see I got a large amount of money from that organization, that in any way that so if they're really pro-life, for instance, and they took money from a company that is giving a lot of money to the other side, the pro-abortion side, that you wouldn't want to say, well, I took money from some place like that and I don't believe in abortions. So you give the money back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose that I think you're spot on. I'm so frustrated with a lot of Republican lawmakers because they cozy up to these companies. They're giving them handouts and carve outs, special interest dealings. And so I want everyone listening right now, go send this to your lawmakers too. Send this to your elected officials. For example, according to secondvote.com, Harley Davidson has a 2, which means that they tilt liberal. I don't think the demographic of people who are buying Harleys are BLM and transgender activists. I would say that's probably a 95% Trump demographic. I could be wrong. Maybe there's a bunch of Biden Harley people. I don't know. But so maybe can you guys help me understand something from the corporate side? Are the C-suites, are they at all feeling concerned that they've overshot? Are they trying to compensate? You know, just help me through that, because I become to the place where I just think they quite honestly don't care very much.
Charlie, I think what's interesting is, for instance, you brought up Enterprise earlier, and we spoke to the executives of Enterprise because they were not happy with the score from Second Vote. And as we explained to them what our research revealed with what they were supporting, the CEOs we were talking to, they kept saying, no, we don't support that. We don't support that. What's happening is there's a disconnect in many cases between the CEO and what the diversity office
yes,
is doing.
That's exactly right.
And so there's the rub, is that it's a big company. The CEO isn't really paying attention day to day on the micromanagement of what's happening down here, but they created this diversity office. Whoever leads that diversity office most likely is going to be a pretty radical individual, and they're going to get that company engaged in things that the founders of the company would have never done. A lot of the people in the C-suite would not be engaged in. And then they get caught by discovering that their own company is engaged in behavior. And it's pretty hard getting them to even understand that, yes, this is what you're doing. So now we've got to convince the C-suite to intervene, the board of directors. If they really don't believe in this, why are they continuing to do it? But we've seen time and time again where the C-suite doesn't really know what the diversity office was. And now, you know, they're now talking about a new position in the C-suite, the chief purchase officer. Or purpose officer, chief purpose officer.
Ooh, purpose, yeah.
This is trendy. This is just taking the diversity office and moving it up to the C-suite. So this is really troubling. You know, one of our goals ought to be to eliminate the diversity office in every academic institution, every organization. The diversity office is the source and focal point of the problem.
I'm just not willing to give up, because I know that if we get a loud enough voice, as the Democrats do, and that doesn't always take a lot of people, but it takes a lot of people willing, or it takes a small group of people willing to actually get out there and say it, because I can tell you it does make a difference when you get a call. And so not only do we want people to use second vote for their idea, for their purchase power, but we also want them to be active. Call these organizations, tell them, I don't like what you're doing. I'm not going to any longer spend money with you. And that is the other point of this, is yes, with the power in the purse, but there's also power in the voice, because when they get these calls, it does make a difference. And so I'm so grateful that you're giving us this opportunity to talk about what the conservative can do. I have so many friends that say, but what can I do? Well, here's something you can do. And it's not hard. Pick up the phone, use the phone number that we give you there, and call and let your voice be known. So it can work. I have hope. That necklace I wear says, I have hope, and I have hope for our country, and hope that folks like you can help us get the message out.
Well, real quick, you can communicate directly to the company through our website. You can let your voice be heard through our website. You can email to them directly.
And it's secondvote.com, 2ND, just to make sure how it's spelled, .com. Use the promo code Charlie when you go through it. It should be the go-to shopping guide for every single one of our listeners. So you know whether or not Lowe's or Home Depot or Wendy's or McDonald's or Burger King. And if every one of our listeners, which is a significant audience, just made 10 different purchasing decisions, that makes a big difference and also supports the good guys as well. So I know you rattled off the list. Just what are the five best companies, the ones that are out there? I know Cabela's has a pretty good score. Hobby Lobby has a good score. And I do have a question about that. Do you guys rank how much Chinese goods they have, or is that not part of the current?
Our intention is to build into our scoring system a Made in America.
Yes.
Overlay score. We've not taken that action yet. But the Chinese involvement is extremely important. We've seen through the virus, we've seen by other activities of the communist Chinese, they are not our friends. They're getting a lot of our money, which is only empowering them and enabling them to further attack who we are as Americans. So that is an issue that we absolutely want to address. In fact, we have to address, because the communist Chinese have made it very clear they're on a mission to destroy the currency of America. They're on a mission to destroy the infrastructure of America. And sadly to say, we have more and more people in elected office that are not just sympathetic to communism and socialism. I think they've been raised with the ideology of communism and socialism.
Yes.
You know, we're seeing that by people turning their backs on Cuba. Elected politicians turning their back on Cubans as they fight for their freedom.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. So give us the five or the best companies that come to mind across different industries.
Oh, gosh, the reason why I created Second Vote is so I didn't have to have all this on the top of my head. But, honey.
Well, Publix is a really good place Publix to go for your shopping, for your everyday groceries.
Yes.
Again, for fast food, I would say Wendy's is a really good one.
Gasoline is Love's.
Love's.
A couple of the others. I'm afraid I didn't come with a list of the best.
No, that's okay. I'm looking at some of them here.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well,
I don't have my website.
Home Depot
up.
Has a pretty good score. Hanes has a pretty good score. Nissan, not so good. Papa John's has a pretty good score, which is good. Pay less car rental right down the middle. Patriot Mobile has a 5 out of 5. That's
yes.
pretty good.
Yes.
So that's
yes.
not a huge surprise there. AMAC, ADF, obviously. Jelly Belly, that's good to see. So
yes.
Reagan's favorite jelly beans. And just like some of the ones that you would expect, PureFlix and kind of Cornerstone. But there's some on here that are actually pretty surprising that have really, really good scores, as I mentioned. But FedEx, you know, 1.83, not very good, you know, kind of dipping below there. So in closing, guys, I just want to close out this segment here. I just want to reemphasize the point that every single person has power in this process, that they could step up and you have to, if you wouldn't give your money to Planned Parenthood, then don't go buy a trinket or a hamburger that will go give money to Planned Parenthood for you. It's the same thing. And especially when you look at a family and they say, hey, we're going to go redesign our home. Okay, if you're going to go redesign your home, you're going to spend $10,000. Then the profit margin on that at a certain home improvement store will be pretty significant. And you might even be giving as much as $250 of that $10,000 to their charitable account, right? I mean, that's not unforeseen considering the markup. But if you go to the right store, it won't go to Planned Parenthood. It won't go to these kind of pro-abortion, anti-American, open-border companies. And we want these companies to feel the pressure from us. In fact, we have to start boycotting some of these companies. And conservatives don't like boycotting. It's not who we are. It's not part of it. But we should also reward the good guys as well. So I want to thank you guys for the great work you're doing. Any closing thoughts from either of you?
Well, Charlie, I will just say what you have just said is that people don't realize the enormous power that they have in their pocket. And that power can be used if we all came together and we said, we're going to use this power together. We can make a difference. Listen, the Democrats do it every day in different ways. And we just have to get used to not necessarily just go, everybody going their own way and thinking, well, I'm working hard and so on. But no, we can come together and the power of our purse really will make a difference in the way that this country operates. I have hope in that people will do that.
And I would say that most people think that we have to have a majority of Americans with us, but really all we need is a minority that is bigger than the minority on the other side.
Yes,
but it's
that's
a committed
right.
minority. And that, I think, is what you've been doing with your messaging, your mission. That's what we're trying to do with our mission. We just need to find those patriots that are willing to be committed to how they handle their money, that they're good stewards, and that they're thoughtful about where they spend and donate their dollar.
Well, I agree. It's secondvote.com. Use the promo code Charlie. Get half off. It's $25 a year, which is literally $2 a month to be able to know where your dollars are going. Thanks so much, you guys, and speak to you soon.
Okay. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our program, you can do so at charliekirk.com/support. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.